She is the star of the play, and she is my girlfriend. I get to have sex with the star of the play.
People can hear you.
I know. Wow, she looks great, doesn't she?
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
That is one good-looking man.
Is it just me, or can you actually see his abs through his overcoat?
So, you've been doing this long?
No, you're my first. Put the money on the table.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Ooh, that's nice.
Dude.
Is that an expensive blouse?
If you want it to be.
Here's your girlfriend's button.
Oh, hey, Mom, do you still have, like, your old blouses and dresses from high school?
Yeah, I think I have some around here somewhere. Why?
Well, it's just maternity clothes are so expensive.
Hey, Rach, I made a pile of your stuff on this side of the room. If you could just...
Ow!
Throw your purses at it.
Bloomingdale's eliminated my department.
Oh, my God. Are you out of a job?
No, but they stuck me in personal shopping, which is such a huge step down.
Personal shopping? What is that? Like, where you walk around with snooty rich people and tell them what to buy? Uh-huh. That sounds great.
Hey.
Excuse me. We switched apartments. You can't eat our food anymore. That gravy train has ended.
Is gravy?
If you have the big apartment, then you have to deal with people coming over all the time. That fridge has got to be stocked, okay? That's your apartment now. What are you doing?
I think I left a donut up here. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, how was Kathy's play?
Well, Kathy gets half naked and simulates sex with a real good-looking guy.
Yeah, it's like somebody literally wrote down my worst nightmare and then charged me $32 to see it.
That's a good idea for a business.
I'm totally screwed, okay? They're going to be hot and heavy on stage every night, and then they're going to go to their little cast parties, and he's going to try to undermine me. You know, he'll be like, so, where's your boyfriend? What's his name, Chester? And she'll go, no, 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 it's Chandler. And he'll go, whatever.
That is a good trick.
All right, look, what am I going to do?
Chandler, look, they're actors. They're there to do a job. Just because they work together doesn't mean they're going to get together. I mean, just because it happened with, like, Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins doesn't mean it's going to happen with them.
Oh, Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger.
Oh, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Okay, Mel Gibson and Clint Eastwood.
They're not a couple.
Oh, okay, I get the game now.
All these people were in movies together. It's much different with plays.
You guys were just in acting class together and she slept with you.
Acting class is a lot more like a movie than a play. Okay, look, let me ask you a question. When they were doing it on stage, was it like really hot?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, so then you're fine. Look, the rule is, when two actors are actually doing it off stage, then all the sexual tension between them is gone. Okay, so as long as it's hot on stage, you got nothing to worry about. It's when the heat goes away, that's when you're in trouble.
Really?
Look, you guys have been to every play I've ever been in. Have I ever had chemistry on stage?
No.
No!
So, man, are you gonna go see the play with me tonight?
You know what? I don't know how comfortable I am going to see how hot the sex is between some guy and your girlfriend.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
No. Oh, I'm there.
Hey.
Hey, Mom. Want some pancakes?
You made pancakes?
Yep. Grab a plate.
Okay.
No, stay right there. Getting closer.
Okay, but don't worry, because we also have cereals, muffins, waffles, and jams, jellies, and marmalades, which I'm fairly certain are the same thing, by the way. But please eat, because Joey opened everything.
Listen, also, we're watching the game here Saturday night if people want to come over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about having people over for the game.
Oh, yeah? Who's playing?
The players.
Somebody seems to be missing being the hostess.
Please, it's a relief. It's what it is. It's what it is.
All right,
Phoebe, stick out your plate.
Oh. Monica, I'm quitting. I just helped an 81-year-old woman put on a thong, and she didn't even buy it. I'm telling you, I'm quitting. That's it. I'm talking to my boss right now. Yes, I am. 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 Okay, bye. Call me when you get this message. Mr. Waltham, I really need to talk to you.
In a moment, please. I'm in the middle of a task. And you have a customer.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Joshua.
Hi, I'm Rachel Green. What can I do for you, Joshua?
Well, I need a whole new wardrobe. My wife, well, my ex-wife.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, she burned all of my clothes. I got away with two things. This suit, it turned out to be a skirt.
Oh, well, at least that's a great suit.
Yeah, but it wasn't much fun dropping it off with the dry cleaners in the skirt. So I need everything down to underwear. So if you're willing, I'm all yours.
Okay.
Rachel, you needed to speak to me.
No, that wasn't me. Well, we should get started. Let me show you my underwear. The selection of underwear that we carry. Oh, I'm sorry. It's this way.
It's this way.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm right. Right? There was like no chemistry between them. Before they had heat, and now there's no heat. Now, you know what this means. Joey told us what this means.
All right, let's not jump to any conclusions, all right? There was some sexual chemistry between them.
Oh, come on, it was like cousins having sex up there.
Here she comes. Don't say a word, okay? Just be cool. Don't be, you know, you.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much for coming again. Did you like it tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Wasn't Nick funny when he couldn't get his match lit? It's a good play, isn't it?
I loved the play. Yeah, you were great, and Nick, ditto. Clearly, you're having sex with him.
Okay.
I'm having sex with him?
Oh, come on. It was so obvious. There was no chemistry between you two.
Okay, let me just get this straight. You're accusing me of cheating on you, and you're insulting my performance.
You know, I can see how this could happen. You know, you're up there every night, naked, touching, kissing.
Acting. Chandler, this is my job. I'm playing a part in a play. How can you not trust me?
Well, you can understand, given how we started.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you're throwing that in my face.
Well, that is what happened, and I don't even see you denying this.
I'll tell you what, Chandler. Why don't you call me when you grow up?
Yeah, well, don't expect that to happen anytime soon.
Oh, I have the best job in the entire world. The most adorable guy came over today, and I got to dress him up all day.
Rachel has a new doll.
I wish he was a doll. Then I could get a Rachel doll and I'd bum them together and make kissing noises. Oh, and he's got the most beautiful name. I never realized. Joshua. Oh, Josh. Ooh-ah. Joshua. Josh.
Hello.
Hi. Ooh, what do I smell?
I don't know, but it smells good.
Fresh cookies, hot from the oven.
Ooh.
Please have some.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, it's been fiddling around in here, making delicious treats for everyone.
Oh, the new Playboy.
Yeah, just something I picked up.
Cookies and porn? You're the best mom ever.
Oh,
ago to something Joshua said about V-necks, but you had to be there.
Yeah, how does Jason look in a V-neck?
It's Joshua.
Oh, whatever.
wait, this isn't takeout.
Hey, Pete, and run.
No, wait, please don't go. I've got porn for you, too.
Yeah, I don't need it.
People are supposed to want to hang out here.
Why? Honey, what is the big deal?
I'm the hostess. Not those guys. I'm always the hostess. I mean, even when I was little, I mean, the girls brought their dollies to my tea party. I served the best air.
Well, why'd you make, like, a whole big thing out of, you know, everyone has to hang out in the big apartment?
Because they took our apartment. I wanted to punish them. I'm done now. They've suffered enough.
If you wanted to punish them, you should have just made them hang out here.
All right, then. When I'm finished with this place, it's going to be 10 times better than that place.
Oh, are we going to trash their place?